Welcome to the Life and Times podcast with your host, Lloyd Phillips. This is a podcast that's put on for the people, by the people, of the people. To be honest, I think I'm the only people. It's really just going to be me, probably, and occasionally maybe some other people, but... Welcome back to the Life and Times podcast. I'm your host, Lloyd Phillips. And, you know, we'll get to our episode right after a word from our sponsors.
The Route 66 Native Arts Alliance is a nonprofit group whose mission is to create opportunity for the education, display, and promotion of Native art and artisans on Route 66. The Native Arts Alliance is located at the Vault Gallery at 1801 North Highway 66 in Catoosa, Oklahoma. There's Native artists on site daily. You can visit them at the web address rt66nativeartsalliance.org. Once again, rt66nativeartsalliance.org.
Winchester Ranch premium beard oil products contain unique scents that are unmatched in the marketplace. They only use natural, unfiltered, uncut oils to provide the most nourishing ingredients in your beard regime. So leave the big box beard oils for the hipsters, because no self-respecting cowboy wants to work cattle smelling like a New Jersey nightclub. So whether it's AM Lumber, Outlaw, Trail Boss, or Whiskey Saddle, Winchester Ranch Beard Company has a scent for everyone. You can reach Winchester Ranch Beard Company at WinchesterRanchBeardCo.com. Once again, WinchesterRanchBeardCo.com.
Our next sponsor is American Survival Co. You can reach them at AmericanSurvivalCo.com. Wilderness Survival and Tactical Training. They have two locations in Jacksonville, Florida, and Northwest Arkansas. War Eagle, Arkansas, to be exact. Your instructors are from the hit Netflix show Snowflake Mountain, Matt Tate and Joel Graves. So whether it's a few-hour workshop or a weekend course, it's perfect for individuals or team-building exercises. For more details, head on over to AmericanSurvivalCo.com and also check out their podcast, Survival Logic. Once again, AmericanSurvivalCo.com.
Welcome to the Lifetimes podcast. I'm your host, Lloyd Phillips.
And I'm Leighton Rowan.
How's everybody doing today, Leighton? Things are good.
I'm fantastic.
Things are real good, I guess. I'll just skip on right to it. You know how you always make fun of me and you say that I'm losing sponsors? How do you word that when I'm always trying to get rid of sponsors?
Oh, you're just burning them?
Yeah.
You're burning the opportunities?
Yeah, I went to this restaurant, this local restaurant.
Let's burn another one.
I went to this place, it's called Smoke, and the theme's cool. They have a cigar lounge back there. Yeah.
Like the Owasso Smoke?
Yeah, that one.
That place is horrible. Continue.
It's real awesome inside.
Yes.
You know, the ambiance.
Yeah.
That's cool. And they have the cigar lounge, which I don't particularly do anymore. I know that's the logo of the podcast, but I
didn't even know they had one back then.
But I really don't smoke cigars. Not like I used to. I don't at all. But anyway, so place is nice, but... It may be good. They may make something that's good, but I ordered this steak last night. This is what I decided. If I got to chew 40 times for one piece, I don't want to eat it anymore because my jaw hurts. Yeah, I was only 3 pieces in and my jaw hurt. And honestly, I took a deep breath before I got the 4th piece because I'm like, I'm going to have to chew this thing 45 times and it hurts.
I noticed your jaw line was pretty good.
Well, that's because I also rode my bicycle today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rode my bicycle for approximately 400 yards and I coughed for 30 minutes.
Yeah. But yeah, Smoke.
Stellar day.
I've been there a couple times and I think the best meal that I've had was brunch.
I'm not going to say that there's not something on the menu that's good. I mean, I had this, I don't even know what it's called, crawfish something.
had a fancy name.
Yeah.
And but that was okay. It was crawfish and rice in a bowl, not boudin, but crawfish and rice in this fried ball, and it was topped with jelly.
Oh,
yeah, it sounds gross, but the inside was pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, steak. It was terrible. I just thought it was. I'm not gonna like get into it and bash them totally. I just didn't know if you'd been to that place.
Oh yeah, I'm not a massive fan. I've went to a couple business lunches there, and
yeah. Somebody call me back. Oh hey, you know what? Real quick. This week, I don't know if anything came through SpeakPipe. Anything worth it? Yeah, if anything worthy, we'll go there.
Yeah.
SpeakPipe/Life and Times. That's it?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's where you can hit us up.
Yeah, SpeakPipe/Life and Times. Anyway, check that out. I figured we should do that at the first show, because last time I think we said it at the very end.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how... There's probably a couple thousand people listening to this thing, but I don't know how many people make it to the full episode.
Yeah, the full thing.
I have no idea. Yeah, but anyway, like, that place is terrible. Here's what I've been doing. Actually, I'll just let you, you made some kind of thing up. You told me, you were like, is your favorite kid? Because I'm going to go somewhere with this.
I was just thinking, because I try to think of like podcast topics or whatever throughout the week, and because we do not script anything, you could probably tell
in some of the episodes. What's this scandal?
But no, I was just thinking, because my mom made a comment, so it was just me, my mom, and my brother growing up, for the most part. Well, he just got an opportunity in Seattle, a job opportunity, so he moved. Well, she made the comment that she was thinking about moving to Seattle.
Your mom?
Like, yes. And him? I was like, so all the times that my family have wanted to move, you're like, no, you can't. Everybody's here. My brother leaves, and a month later, my mom's like, yeah, I think I'm looking at properties in Seattle.
Really?
So he is clearly the favorite, and it's always been that way. So it made me think, I wonder if Lloyd has experienced favoritism, or if one of his children are his favorite.
No, because me and my family, like where I grew up, I don't think we had favorites. We were all pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty normal.
Just where we grew up, there was favoritism.
No, I just figured you were going to try to say, do I have a favorite because I have kids? Layton has one child, so it's real easy.
And she's my favorite.
Yeah, it's just real easy.
Yeah.
No, but what I was going to say about that is, no, I love them just the same, but it would appear as though this week there's a favorite, because this is what I've done. My oldest daughter, she's about to go to this Taylor Swift concert, and I don't know how many people out there like Taylor Swift. I could never listen to Taylor Swift for the rest of my life, and I'd be fine with it. But they're all fired up for it. When I was a kid and went to a concert, I think I went to one concert when I was a kid. And the first concert I went to as a child, I mean, from born to 16, I'm going to put it in that range. Because once I started going to like Edge Fest, I went to a lot of shows after that. But I went to New Kids on the Block show.
Oh, heck yeah.
I went to see Ronnie Millsap. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
There's a stranger in my house.
I was waiting on it.
Yeah, so like I think maybe like that's it. But anyway, so they get all worked up. It's in Dallas. She don't come to Tulsa. Tulsa is a smaller market for T Swift.
Yeah.
But don't wait. Don't worry, kids. In 20 years, we'll be seeing her at the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
She's going to be coming to the Hard Rock and probably the community building in about 25 years. Anyway, it's called Eras, E-R-A, Eras. And so she's doing different music from all of her eras, because she started when she was 14. I think she's 30 now.
Yeah.
16 years of music.
Eras.
Yeah, so people are buying clothes to whatever their favorite era is, I guess. And so my child, no, I don't have a favorite, but you wouldn't be able to tell this week, because we've been looking for a dress for like 2 weeks, and I've took her to every dress shop, all of them. Anybody local to Tulsa, I've hit up every store in Utica Square. She wants none of it. Nothing in the place. She goes to the mall. She went to the mall. I wasn't going to go there. I hate the mall, but nothing. Couldn't find anything. And then finally, we ordered this dress on Amazon, but it took a while. But the point is, I had to walk around and be like, okay, that looks good. And she wouldn't pick any of them. So that's a lot of effort. I don't, once again, I don't have a favorite, but I don't think that you could tell because it was, I don't know, man. It's not like my mom, if I wanted to go to a Guns N' Roses concert when I was a kid, it's not like mom's like, want me to buy you a Slash hat? Put that Slash hat on. Get out there and air, do the air guitar when he plays. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm going to go buy some black leather combat boots that come up to my knees and a Slash hat. And a glasses. And a kilt. And yeah. Kilt. Yeah, it's just stupid. Go to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, surely she's got something in her closet. Taylor wears sweatpants, probably, somewhere. Maybe not on stage, but... But we did get that stuff... We got her dialed in.
Got her done.
Yeah, we got her dialed in. She's she's getting there.
When is the concert?
I don't know what day. I think they leave like Friday or Saturday maybe. I won't be here. I'll still be. I won't get home till Friday. From Pittsburgh, America. But yeah, I think that's when they're out. So I'm pretty fired up for that. And then the new things I've been trying to. Been trying to find her. I don't want to get. It's not about the stuff. The point is I walk around the mall way too much in other shops to buy stuff that I don't think really matters.
So you don't have a favorite, but did your parents growing up?
Did they have a favorite?
Mm-hmm. Between you or your brother?
Oh no, I mean. I never wanted to go anywhere with him, and my brother always did. So there would be that appearance, but I never. I mean, you know, no, I don't think so. I think that was all pretty normal. And my brother was pretty normal too. He didn't play sports or anything, but he wasn't a whiner. So he was like, no. Yeah, I don't know. So I know that there's people like that where their parents have an obvious favor.
Well, my mom obviously loves me and my brother the same, but she loves him more.
Why? Because she wants to go to Seattle. Like, but how long? I know we don't got to get into it, but how long she had her career and how long has she worked at that one place?
I mean, her career, as long as I've been alive, and what she currently does, probably 20 plus years.
At the same place?
Mm-hmm.
She would leave and go to Seattle?
She wouldn't, but
that's nerd she's sure camp.
Thinking about it.
That's nerd camp.
Yeah, you're nerdy, Amber.
Yeah, Amber. Grow up, Amber. Nobody's doing that. Speaking of this, this week there's a guy who listens there in Augusta, Georgia. He's gonna show up, and he has a couple people that listen to the show. And they're like, hey, we're gonna meet you. I'm like, okay, sounds super good. They rented their house out in Augusta. I think we've talked about this before. Maybe. I might have talked about it with him, but I don't know if you were doing it then, but his name's Matt Klein. I mean, if you've listened to the show like often, you've heard the name. So it's Augusta week, and if you live in Augusta, Georgia, people rent their houses out for the week. They just find a place to go. You could go on vacation that week because I know what he rented it out with. I don't know if he wants to tell the world, but it's thousands. It's in the thousands of dollars for 7 or 10 days.
Yeah,
that you rent it out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That is cool.
And then I thought, like, should I buy a house in Augusta? I was asking. Was like, it's got to be expensive. If you can rent your house out for that much, for that amount of time, I mean, real estate should be astronomical.
Oh yeah. I mean, if they're paying that much, I mean, it's not a shack, so I'm sure the housing prices up there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I asked him. He's like, I don't know. He's like, he didn't actually tell me the square footage. He just told me his houses. But, you know, he's like, 350, something like that, 300. Yeah. So I don't know if that's expensive or not. It's not what Amber's about to get into when she gets to Seattle, where dudes are pooping on the street. She should love that. That's where grunge music really started.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't love your city unless you poop all over the street. I don't, now, right now, for anybody that's like, that's gross. Well, have you been to Seattle or San Francisco or any major downtown city? As a matter of fact, in Tulsa, at one of those bus stops, I was walking by to go to the center of the universe. This didn't just happen. This was probably a year ago. But I was walking by this bus stop area. And somebody did their best number two right there in the waiting area where you would stand under the awning. Like, in the like we're the same. Let's just get into. This isn't a political thing. This is just like a take care of your stuff thing. There are homeless camps all over Tulsa. Now, I don't have a perfect answer, and then I'm also not going to be rude. I'm not going to be like, throw them all out. I'm not going to say that, but I don't think you should be allowed to have Tent City under every bridge in Tulsa. No. I don't think that. It's trashy. There's trash everywhere. There's needles and things like that. No, I don't think they should be allowed to have that whatsoever.
It's not safe for them or anybody else.
I'm not. You know, and then some people are like, well, where are they going to go? I don't know where they're going to go, right? So I'm not trying to get in that debate, but I just don't think that they should be allowed to trash it up in that manner.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody had a camp that was taken care of, you know, maybe you'd drive by and be like, well, you know, at least they're giving some effort here, right? What if instead of there just being trash everywhere, I think if you drove by one where they picked up the trash and they took care of themselves, and planted flowers.
Yeah, maybe took the trash and started like a nice little compost.
Started
a vegetable garden.
I'm not just being funny. Like, I think if somebody did something in that manner, then it'd be more tolerable, you know. But like when they just trash it up, and then I always say this, and I realize that there's a lot of people. It's not just people. Sometimes people just think like, they're just being lazy. And I'm not saying there's not that. I'm sure there's that too. But some of them have mental problems. I get it. Because right now, instead of living in that environment, I don't think I've ever said this on the podcast, but he is my friend, but he's my friend because he's one of my best friend's friend. And we're friends too, once again, right? But I don't know the backstory. He hadn't told me directly, but I have a friend who was homeless and he on the streets of Tulsa by choice. And, he said he was scared most days, which is funny because it was by choice. And we're like, well, then what are you doing?
Yeah.
But he was like, no, man, there's a lot of violence that you don't know about. Like, that's why they try to sleep in the open. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's like, because there are gangs of homeless people that roll together and just try to take people's money and their food and all that kind of stuff. So, like, I don't know, kind of a scary deal. If I ever had to do that. It's not, you don't never know, I don't guess. I would, this is what I think I would do. I would beg for money until I had enough to buy a .22, bullets, a fishing pole, and I don't even know, a tent. Maybe a tent for quick, like it's raining, but other than that, I'd try to just sleep out in the woods. I would go to the woods. Why would you stay downtown in a concrete jungle?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it at all.
Nah.
I'd camp right outside of a golf course, and I'd have endless squirrels. Yeah. I'd be eating squirrel every day. Somebody asked me that the other day. They're like, because I've told the story before. We weren't billionaires when I was a kid, so we ate. So did a lot of other people also, but we ate squirrel, rabbit, deer, fish. Like that's what was in our refrigerator. I mean, it would be nothing to open. This is funny to think now because I don't, but like to open the refrigerator up, you just see like squirrels, like frozen squirrels.
No shot.
Oh, yeah. And that actually was pretty good. Anyway, I was going somewhere with that. But like people, this story leads to a lady that was at Dollar General the other day. She had to I'm not making fun of squirrel and rabbit. Like I ate it and I still would. So it's not like I am disgusted by it. I ate this stuff when I grew up. But there's this lady the other day. There's three people yesterday that I wanted to imitate. I don't know how to put them in this podcast, so I'm just gonna throw
just throw them in.
Yeah, because it's not like a big story. It's just these people. So the lady at Dollar General, actually Jenna Lee said it, and a lady, you know, rougher looking lady. And so she went in there and she said, she's like, I need some skull. I don't know the kind, long cut, probably skull long cut. And the counter person's like, well, I need to see your ID. And she immediately said, I got to show ID to get skull. She's like, I can fight for my country and I got to show ID to get skull. Well, first of all, I thought about that. If you don't show your ID, how do they even actually know that you fought for your country?
That's what I was going to say.
That don't even make any sense. Like, that's the stupidest shit. I've been fighting for my freedom and this skull purchase for the last 14 years. Somebody give me some go long cut. That's what, I mean, that happened yesterday. And then I just wanted to imitate this guy because I was at Charlie's Chicken, which, by the way, I think is a fine establishment.
Yes.
And I eat my chicken chunks with a fork where I fork it and I just eat it around the fork. And that's how I do it. And so I was in there. What? And this guy, he's a rougher guy, you know. He finished his last two cigarettes before he walked in the door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and he was a rough looking guy. But he gets in there and goes, I take a 2-piece. I'm going to give me a white chicken and a dark meat.
Oh, my God.
It's like, this guy knows how he likes his chicken. Yeah. Like, I need a white chicken and a dark meat. 2-piece. I need a 2-piece light chicken and a dark meat chicken. That's what he said. And I just looked and laughed because, you know, he was waiting to. He couldn't wait to finish that 2-piece so he'd get another cigarette when he walked outside. That was the best dude of the day I saw for that guy. That was right after church. No, that was yesterday. I didn't do anything after church. We're not going to. Ate at Subway today.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's because we went and watched Scream 17.
Or whatever. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because my oldest child wanted to watch it.
So
we went and watched Scream 90, you know, however many there are. I mean, it was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Scream. I didn't watch the show and say, stupidest show. Well, I thought it was pretty stupid. But I was like, wasn't the worst. How do I want to word this? It was entertaining, but it sucked. If you can do that, you know, however you weigh that out yourself. But, yeah, I don't know. They've made so many, and I honestly don't think I've watched one since, from memory. Was Neve Campbell in that thing, Scream? Like the first two? I think I watched the first two. So then there's like three more. Well, this last one, they're referencing the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who the characters were. I didn't know they had family in the last one. I didn't know, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like it wasn't hard to pick up on, but I didn't know any backstory.
Well, Scream Rise Again from the Dead?
Is that
I mean, I'm pretty sure they've killed him.
Well, I'll tell you what's so dumb about it is that they stab these people at the end. Listen, nobody listens to this show is like, oh gosh, please don't give the Scream.
Please don't spoil it.
Please don't spoil Scream for me. So,
just in case, spoiler alert.
So I guess in the not the ones I watched, but these two previous, there's the same four people that have been in the two previous. So then they're calling themselves, we're the core four.
That's what it is.
And two of them get stabbed. But one guy got stabbed by two people at the same time, like 58 times. Right? And then the other core four, I believe they were brother and sister. I believe they were. She got stabbed like three times and like, not to be graphic, a little bit like gutted.
You know,
like, yeah. I'm gonna gauge from movie time what's happening right now because there was an immediate within two hours of them getting stuck, and then the police showing up at the end of the show. Everything has already happened, and then those two, the guy that got stabbed 58 times by two people, was like, yeah, I'm fine. He's like, it hurts, but I'm going to make it. You got stabbed in your whole upper torso 58 times, and he came out because he's in the core four.
Yeah.
He's like, I got stabbed up, but I'm going to make it. Things are good, guys. And then his sister shows up, who got stabbed on the subway 2 hours previous, and she's like, I'm good, too. What a stupid show.
Bro. That's the concept of the killer. It's the Scream guy. He does. It's not like Halloween where... What's his name in Halloween?
Michael Myers.
Like, Michael Myers gets exploded, and then a year later, he's alive again. The Scream guy is just a whole bunch of copycats. That's the whole lore behind
the
Scream guy. I forgot about that.
I don't know. You know, like, I remember, like, when I was a kid and I would watch those teen shows. I would watch those kind of teen shows. I watched Scream when they came out, and I liked them. I saw them at the theaters, I'm sure. I Know What You Did Last Summer, right? Mm-hmm. There's that. I saw those, too. I thought those were... Those are like teen stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought it was cool when I was a teen. I did go back and try to watch some what I call was a teen. Oh, I already talked about it. We're not going to talk about it right now. But like the Twilight series.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've watched them throughout time when I was older, but that last time I watched them, you know, start to finish, that's the first time I realized, I'm like, I like it because I've always liked it, but I thought, this is dumb.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those movies.
They're not dumb. I like them, but I'm just saying that, like, that teeny, there's all that teen drama stuff where they're always having little fights, and then they're in love, and they're fighting, and then they're in love. I just hate stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, get over it, kids. It's the same concept as last week we were talking, and I was like, yeah, I'm glad I'm married.
Yes.
Well, like, that kind of crap. I don't do that anymore. I don't do that. I don't do that yell back and forth and get mad at each other and don't talk for 4 days. Mm-hmm. That's just dumb. Mm-hmm. That's not anything I'm into. I'll tell you what I am into. I think it's a new thing I'm going to start doing. I shouldn't. I may get judged a little for this, but I was in church today.
Yeah.
As an adult. As an adult, when you're in church and there's little kids sitting around you, I think my new favorite game is to throw paper wads at them.
Oh, my.
because they're kids. Because they're kids and they don't think adults are throwing paper wads at them. I think it's my new favorite thing to do at church. It's gonna be awesome. You know, but like somebody may yell, they're like, hey man, stop doing that. I'm like, I'm trying to get them to listen.
Yeah. See, they're not listening, they're falling asleep. Yeah, during the sermon.
I'm doing the Lord's work. You guys worry about yourself. That's what I'm gonna tell them. Yeah, I was like, it's my new favorite game, I think. And now what's so funny is that today I was doing it to it's not really one of the preachers, but that's what we call her.
Yeah.
One of the preacher's kids, and I was throwing it at him. And he didn't know because I didn't look at him. And in his head, I don't think he knew at first. He kept looking at me, but I never looked. And then it was like, the preacher's like, all right, bow your heads, everybody. And so I wasn't looking at him, so I bowed my head because, you know, it's time to pray. And so I was looking down, and then I glanced over. I opened one eye and glanced over, and he's looking at me. And when he looked at me and then I smiled, then I think that's when he officially knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then he wanted to throw it back, and he told his mom. He's like, throwing stuff at me. And so he's like, can I throw it back? She's like, no. That was great. Because no little kid thinks adults are going to be doing that. No,
not during church especially.
Yeah, I don't want to do it to other adults. That's weird.
That's very weird.
They'll tell. Yeah. If little kids tell, nobody's going to believe them. Yeah. Like, that old guy was throwing paper wads at me during church. I'm like, no, I'm not. You liar.
Yeah, he's making it up.
Yeah, what a liar. Anyway, I think it's going to be my new favorite game to do. I mean, they don't, you know. You used to get in trouble for doing that. You can't get in trouble when you're old, when you do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man.
Who's going to get you in trouble?
Wait till I'm like 80. wait till I'm 80 and go to church to see what I come up with.
Oh, yeah.
Church. Like, what, are you going to kick an 80-year-old man out?
Who's been going to the church for how long?
Yeah. I've been coming 53 years.
You're going to be a deacon at that point.
Like, what's he doing? Throwing paper wads? And then I'm like, no. Kid's a liar. yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm pretty excited for that, though. That's the thing that I just got into today. Two things. I'm going to start dipping. Just somebody give that lady some skull for her freedom. You know, like that lady was fighting so hard. That lady's been in the trenches. She's been in the trenches. Somebody get her some skull.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, she got it.
But to be fair, I don't know. Why is she so outraged? Like, the dude's just doing his job.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I'm not stuttering around. Two-sided with this deal. I mean, if the lady is 55 years old, you know she's 55. It's not like you're carting her for, like, you know, obviously she's old enough. So there's that one aspect. I don't know the reason they actually card them.
But aren't they scared that it's like a Fed or something?
Oh, the store workers, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that's the point of them asking, even though they know that she's old or older. Right. They have to.
Yeah, actually, I wasn't arguing that for the side of them, the kid at Dollar General making the call. I was just like, in general, I mean, if you, why do you have to have an ID? I know at some places, if you look over your 25, then they don't ask you, but some store policies make it to where no matter what, you're getting ID'd. And I think they do that for what you just said.
Yes, yes.
But, like, you know, she's 55. I mean, obviously, God, she's fighting for our freedom. Give her some skull.
Give her some long cut for Pete's sake.
Give her some long cut.
She just wants, never mind. Never mind.
I need some skull and give me a piece of the dark meat and light meat. And I'm more, he's like, oh man, that's what I was going to say. Because when I ate at Smoke last night, I was talking like the guy at Charlie's Chicken. Yeah. He's like, that's a tender piece of meat right there. Boy, that's a tender cut there. I mean, boy, it's tender. Well, I don't, people talk like that. I can't listen to cooking shows. It makes me cringe. Cooking shows make me cringe when they talk. No, man, if you're going to have a cooking show and you're going to make something, that's cool, right? Let me follow the recipe.
Yeah.
The descriptive talking of food is, I hate it.
I'm genuinely confused.
Let's pretend I'm on the cooking show and I make this steak and I'm like, hey, Layton, try this steak. And you try it and you're like, that's a succulent piece of meat, isn't it? That's a tender, juicy, succulent piece of meat. He's like, I like it. With them flavors of the butters and the...
So you just don't like
savory, succulent pieces of tender cuts of meat. No, it's perverted. I'm not... I don't like cooking show language.
You just don't like the description of the food.
Yeah, because what? Look at their face when they say it.
It's delicious.
It's fine. You can even say that. It's weird, though. But like, you could say that, but it's just... You see, I can't even do it. I watch the cooking shows and listen to
them. We watch cooking shows very often.
Do you hear their descriptions?
Yeah, I think they're
and just
awesome.
In disgust like I think this.
Nope.
Like
Guy Fieri when he's like, "Welcome to Flavor Town," I get pumped.
Yeah, I mean, like he's just trying to be normal. I'm talking about those people that are trying to use overly descriptive words and they're trying to sound intelligent while they're talking about a hamburger.
Well, that's not their... We don't have smell-o-vision yet.
This is succulent hamburger. It's juicy and tender. Tender cuts of meat. Tender. I'm not doing it.
That boudin that you gave us last weekend, that was succulent.
Yeah, I do like boudin. I don't know. Listen, world out there. To be honest, most people listen to this show. I don't know everybody that listens to the show. Most people that I know listen to the show... They probably all like boudin.
Yeah, it's delicious. I never even heard of it until last weekend.
I wouldn't tell people that because people are listening who know and they'll have a tendency to make fun of you. But it's how did you not know what boudin was?
Have
you ever been to the South ever?
Yeah.
Did you eat the food there?
Yeah.
Did you ask for boudin?
No.
Boudin.
Have you had boiled peanuts?
I have.
Are they good?
No. They're disgusting.
Oh, man. Coach Owens, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry on his behalf. Yeah. I've never tried them. I was too nervous.
Yeah, Coach Owens, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry you like boiled peanuts. You know what I'd like to do?
Wait, did you say boiled?
You know what I'd like to do instead of eat boiled peanuts?
I know what you'd like to do. Punch yourself as hard as you can in the twig and berries.
Right, the twig and berries. I'd rather do that than eat boiled peanuts. Give me boiled peanuts!
I almost tried them because he had talked about them because... Obviously, I've been out of school for a while, but he would always talk about them. And we went to the skankiest gas station that I've ever stepped foot in I think it was Mississippi. And they had like a, well, you know, like when we went to the wrestling thing.
I know what they're in.
Man, it just looked disgusting.
It does look great. I hate them.
Like there was multiple diseases on the display thing that you get them in.
Give me one piece dark. I'm gonna give me one piece of white chicken.
Well, side of boiled peanuts.
yeah. And you know, when I get out of here, my dessert's gonna be my skull long cut. not everybody I know that dips skull talks like that, but that guy does.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Speaking of that, just in general, I don't think I know 15 people that dip. But when I was a kid,
I know I don't.
But when I was a kid, people did that. Like, I mean, lots and lots of people did that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like, I guess they put warning labels out now. I don't know. I don't know what would curb that thing, but I think
probably like losing your draw.
I know, but like, well, I mean, there's always that.
I guess.
But I think like half my town did it where I grew up.
Oh, yeah. I was a kid. Oh, yeah.
Because my dad was on the volunteer fire department. I always tell like random stories about that, but they'd be up there playing dominoes, and every guy would and every guy would have these spit cups. I remember being fascinated by it. Not grossed out even, which would be gross. I don't know, man. It's just spit, but would be a lot of people would be grossed out. I was fascinated by the guys who would set their spit cup on the floor. They're up here on the table playing dominoes, and they would lean over and spit into the circle of the aluminum pop can from 4 feet away.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an amazing feat. I just remember as a kid when guys would do that, I'm like, how does he do that? I thought they were Gandalf. how did Gandalf spit in that can from so far away? That was the most fascinating.
Yeah, I say everybody, but a lot of the males, at least in certain parts of my family, they all dipped.
Yeah, it's just not a thing. I've told it on here before, but like I just did one time, and my dad let me, but I know what he was doing. He was trying to make me sick.
Yeah.
Because at the fire department, I've also told this story before. My cousin Brent, his dad, he had Levi Garrett. It was either Beach Nut or Levi Garrett. I think Levi Garrett. He's like, Dad, let me get some. And he's like, well, he didn't talk like that when he was a kid. I don't think he talks like that now. He's like, let me get some, Dad. He's like, I think his dad told him no a couple times, and he asked him a third time. His dad gave it to him. I don't know. 15 minutes later, he threw up for an hour. So fast forward. I was like, yeah, Dad, let me get some. And I was probably like 7 or 8, so I know what he was doing.
And you talk like that, Dad, give me some of that long cut.
I did, because we're talking about skull.
Yeah. I want
Daddy, a couple things I want, man. I'm on a, I want a white piece and a dark chicken and a skull fine cut, whatever it is. So he like gave it to me, and I put it in, and I went to spit. And, you know, put it in there. When I spit a lot of skull out. And I went to spit again. I spit a lot of skull out. I spit like 4 times and all the skull was out, except for my teeth were black. And I was just looking at, first of all, it tasted disgusting from memory. As a matter, to this day, the last time skull has entered my body, when I was 7 years old. And like I spit that 4th time, I'm like, this is stupid.
Did you try spitting in an aluminum can?
No, I didn't get that far because I kept spitting the stuff out. You kept spitting
the dip out?
Yeah. And so I never did it again.
Yeah, I never tried it.
I'm 43 years old. I've never, because if you look at the podcast logo, it's me with a cigar. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Yeah.
Never.
Nope.
Well, Dad didn't smoke. Like, I didn't even, hey, let me get one just real quick, see what happened. I just never did. That just seems disgusting to me. So,
is that the equivalent of, like, smoking tobacco out of a pipe? I've never understood that.
I don't know, because the pipes and cigars, you don't inhale, so I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
I just don't educate kids too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, never. We're not talking about any more kids.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Grow kids up. Ask your dad. Maybe he'll give you some SCO. Some SCO. You got to call it SCO.
SCO.
That's Let me get some SCO. Fighting for my country. All right. Well, anyway, I guess we'll hop off here for this little go, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for listening in this week, everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys and girls.
Yeah, somebody said, oh, I listen every week and you didn't say anything. So Friday, it's not a big story, but I was at Friday. There's not lots of stories at all. I'll just mention them. I was at Scott and Lindsay's house. There you are, Lindsay. And they have this dog. Maybe it will be just a little story. We're about to get off here. If I ever have a dog in a house, I want a regular sized dog.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if they have like a Great Pyrenees, Great Dane, No.
Miniature horse?
Yeah, it's a gigantic dog. And not Great Danes are just tall. This thing is like a... I don't know.
Great Pyrenees are like horses.
If this thing stands up, it's like 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
Like, if I got to have a dog in the house, I think I want that.
You want that?
Yeah. It's like a whole human in there.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what I want. Well, I don't want a little yappy dog.
I don't like the light yappies, but I don't think I would want one like that. It's like the Kevin Hart bit where he talks about having a dog and he's like, it's like a Rottweiler and it's half the size of him and he's scared to, he has to announce himself before he enters the room so the dog doesn't attack him.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah.
That's 100% real. But this one is just a real nice dog.
Yeah.
It's just a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's huge. Anyway, I think I want a dog like that. Anyway, I guess we'll get off here. Hey, thanks for listening. Put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Dwayne Wade.
So why do you do that every time? Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, I got some YouTube comments that said that they like
Dwayne Wade.
No, the YouTube comments said that they like Dwayne Wade.
That's a lot.
Love
everybody. Okay, we'll
speak pipe.
Okay, yeah, speak pipe / Life and Times. All right, we'll see you.
Hello, church family. It's good to talk with you.